The folks from Buffalo Rising stopped by for today's press pass. They provide details on a local event that looks to sustain rather than discard, and the recent opening of an ambitious culinary effort in Buffalo. Joining us are Jessica Marinelli and contributor Dee Chantel, who gives background on an emerging local company, Zandra Beauty, and its youthful founder, Zandra Cunningham.
Well, she's 17, but she started her business when she was 9 years old. So I don't know what you were doing when you were nine, but I was not starting a business. So that her story alone on entrepreneurship, how it birthed it from her dad telling her no about lip gloss. And from that, she went and made her own, and it bundled into this amazing product line. I believe she has over 35 products and is all about empowering girls. It has very nice messages that really help you, motivate you throughout the day.
And she's been recently asked to be part of Whole Foods. So when Whole Foods opened, they asked a couple dozen Buffalo-based companies to be featured in their store. So you can go through Whole Foods and find them. But Zandra Beauty is one featured in the front of the beauty section at Whole Foods. It's lovely. So Zandra gives 10% back of all of the profits from her company to helping girls. So she created a foundation, and it's created to inspire girls to be and live a healthy lifestyle.
On the west side, the Repair Cafe. Tell me about the Repair Cafe.
What they're trying to do is they're putting together people, volunteers who know how to fix things, and people who have lamps, vacuums, appliances that they want to be fixed, to come together and learn how to do that. There's been a disconnect. Our culture has tended to throw things away as opposed to repair them.
So this really expands your mind and your horizons about what to do with these things that are laying around the house, and really opens your mind about waste. Waste saving. What do we do with this waste?
They hosted one event, and they are looking to host their second one Saturday, October 21st from 10 to 4 at 839 West Ave. You can find more information at thetoollibrary.org.
This is not their first time doing this. Have they had success previous to this? What happened?
So there were, just to give you some numbers, 16 items were repaired at the first event, which diverted over 200 pounds of waste from our local landfills. Joe Kurtz, founder of University Heights CoLab, said that we're hoping to build off the success of the first repair cafe by aiming to divert a quarter ton of waste by the end of the second.
From the repair cafe to the Row House Bakery and Restaurant, new in Buffalo.
It's modeled loosely after New York City's Eataly. 12,000 square foot of space, three row houses. It's a five culinary concepts in one large space, from pastries to microgreens at 483 Delaware. You can get breakfast, lunch, dinner, wood fire pizza, cafe pastries.
12,000 square feet. That's unbelievable. It's obviously very ambitious. But what does it mean? What does it say about our community?
It says that Buffalo is on the rise and that we are outward thinkers. It says that we are looking at other places and we want what you have.
And it includes apartments and antique shop and these five culinary concept restaurants. Wholesome, organic, made in-house products. And it's just going to change food in Buffalo.
Jessica Marinelli and Dee Chantel from Buffalo Rising, thank you very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you so much for having us, Jay.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.